Jingle bell time is a swell time.
I don't like that part.
To rock the night away. Da, da,
da. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Ooh, it's like a harmony. All right, welcome to the 39th episode of Charlie and Me. Boy, we got a good one set up for you tonight.
It's a dandy.
It's really a dandy. If you are our friends and family, thank you for listening. I think it's going to be fun. If you're not our friends and family, you must be really bored.
Some people would say it's going to be a swell time.
Swell.
As you know, the jingle bells go.
To rock the night away.
Oh!
All right. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I'm going to tell you actually a story that happened last night. It's technically not the weekend. All right. So, my whole life, I'm a pretty picky eater, and I've been told that by just about anyone who's come across.
You don't say.
Come across me. So, I was in line at Walgreens, and I just wanted to get some dinner, pick a quick dinner up and leave. So I had a pizza, and I love applesauce, so I grabbed some applesauce. And I'm standing in line, there's one person in line, and then this lady behind me just goes, "Sorry, I can't help myself, but I just think it's great how you're trying to have a balanced meal with applesauce." And I was like, in my head, I was like, "Really? Like, what the hell?" In my head, I was like, "Oh, yeah, I try, ha ha."
Was she serious?
Yeah, she was dead serious. And
explain this lady. I'd like a description.
Yeah,
like a criminal description.
You would think she would be like a 75-year-old lady. You know, it makes more sense for someone like that age to like just tap you on the shoulder and lie and tell you about this.
Yeah, they're just more blunt.
I would have said she's around 30, 31.
Was she hitting on you?
The other question is, was she hitting on me? But then I quickly like ruled that one out the window because
she had a ring on.
Huge rock on her finger.
Oh yeah, you can't afford that.
But then it also just it would never have worked between us because right after that she goes starts texting, like talking into her phone, just sent text in public. So that's like a huge red flag.
That's a big red flag. That's a big one.
And then she's like, "Oh, sorry, I'm talk to texting." Like she said that to me after she sent a couple messages. I'm like, "Yeah, I can hear you."
Yeah. No shit. That why you're holding your phone up there? I thought you were just recording your diary.
Yeah, so I was just like, it was just one of those like wild, like quick, like whew. And I'm like, I have fresh fruit at home. I just happen to like applesauce. I'm sorry.
I used to buy those like to-go applesauces that like kids eat.
Yeah, that's exactly what I grabbed.
Oh, they're the best. Like the go-go app. I don't know what it's fucking called, but it's amazing.
Yeah, like those pouches, applesauce pouches.
Those are like the best. I don't know, 100%.
So yeah, I just thought I'd had to share that because most people who know me will know that I get, especially in my family too, it's been a big debate. I used to debate that applesauce counted as a fruit. I've since given up the debate, but yeah.
I might be on your side on that one.
I mean, it's like a fake fruit.
It's just a mashed up one.
It's like processed.
Okay, so?
I don't know. It's not as healthy as eating an apple.
That's true. That's definitely true. So yeah. All right. Health benefits are lost when you mash it.
But yeah, so be careful when you go to Walgreens. So
you might get caught in an awkward conversation.
By a 30-year-old married woman.
Nice. I took the CFA, my level one, this weekend. I'm a little brain dead. That's why we missed last week's show. We apologize. It was a little hectic, but it was all my fault.
Grant decided to finally start studying.
Finally. Just crammed it all in the last week. Yep. So we missed it, but did that. That was, you know, it's over. It can't hurt us anymore. Then after that, played some top golf in the snow. That was kind of interesting.
Looks like a fun time.
It was surprisingly not cold. I was like, it was snowing, it was cold, it was windy, and I was like, why are we going to do this? This sounds like a terrible idea.
They have heaters.
It turned out all right. I was surprised. I was thoroughly surprised. I played like absolute garbage, but it doesn't matter because it was just a fun time.
So what's new?
What's new? Exactly. Exactly.
I have a question for you. Okay,
I got an answer.
Going off your FSA exam.
FSA?
I did that on purpose. It's a joke.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
When are you taking the ACT?
Yeah, that's funny. This has been brought up a couple times last weekend.
New rule. You can't gamble until you take the ACT.
I can't actively participate that without doing perjury on air. So, because I'm actively involved in gambling right now, as we speak.
Quit?
We're in fantasy football. I can't just quit.
But you lost, so it doesn't matter. I have a pick'em league.
I have a fiduciary responsibility to the rest of people in that pick'em league to make sure my $10 is in the pot every week.
You can put $10 in, but you can't pick a team.
That's not fair.
You haven't taken this test.
No. We settled it. I understand where you're going here.
It's not fair to me that you haven't taken this exam yet.
So, I have to take the exam before I can fill out another bracket, and if I don't, I have to get ACT tattooed on me somewhere.
I'll accept those terms of agreement.
Those were the terms of agreement set by a dear listener. That's not my mom, actually.
Oh, just say your mom.
Those are the terms.
I accept those terms.
So, we'll virtually shake on that right now. I have to, if I don't take it before March again, before madness sets in.
Before it starts.
Yeah, before it starts. I can't fill out another bracket. And if I fill out another bracket, I have to get a tattoo of the ACT. It has to say ACT. That could be fun.
Deal. All right. Transition.
Dear Lord, I hope I take it.
I want to be there when you get that tattoo.
Lord knows you might be. Podium, Charlie. We got a good podium. Heads and tails. Flip it over. What do we got? Who's first? I got heads.
Yeah, it's tails. I win.
Man, tails never fails. Shoot.
Okay, I'll go first, but you introduce it.
This is the podium of childhood beliefs. We all believed in, like, we were all really gullible when we were kids, basically. And we believed in some of, like, the craziest things for no reason. The Grand Canyon?
Yeah, I believed in that when I was younger.
Yeah, same. But now they're coming to fruition. And now you're seeing how just embarrassing it is that you believe this at one point in time. So, Charlie, go ahead. What do you got first?
First one is the famous line of your face will get stuck like that if you keep making that face.
Everyone believed that. I didn't even have that written down. I should have.
Terrified. It didn't help that I went to like a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum when I was younger.
Oh, God.
And like the first thing was guys who had just had a wonky face. My mom goes, see, proof. He kept his face in a weird face for too long.
No.
His mom pulled on it would get stuck, and now it's stuck. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's a dirty play by Mary right there.
Oh, it was.
Wow, that's good. I like that, though. Wow. My first one, I don't know if you've ever gotten a $2 bill before. But there's a little thing on the $2 bill. I used to get the $2 bill. Every time I lost a tooth, I got a $2 bill. And so there's a little thing on the back of a $2 bill that I thought was like a tooth fairy. It's just like a clock hand. And so for the longest time, I believed this until I was 24. It came out when I was at work. I believed that there was a tooth fairy on the back of the $2 bill.
So does that mean you also believed in the tooth fairy?
No. I just believe that they put it on there because like people just got them as gifts when they, well, people got them from the tooth fairy when they, you know, I didn't believe in the tooth fairy, but I thought that like it was the U.S. government just playing along.
Oh, yeah.
So, it really, really was embarrassing when I was in a work conversation and I was like, yeah, there's a fairy on the back of that bill. And they showed me a $2 bill and they're like, no, there's not. And I was like, yeah, there is. My mom told me so. I literally went down the "my mom told me so" route in a work conversation. It didn't go very well.
That's awesome.
There's a tooth fairy on the $2 bill.
Alright.
I still kind of believe it, but there's not.
My second one. There's a lot going on in the back of a $2 bill.
There is, like, right? And there's just a little thing in the corner, and it's just like, that looks like a freaking fairy. Golly.
Alright, my second one. In the theme of winter and snow days, I was told that if you put a spoon under your pillow, you'd get a snow day.
Oh.
I think I did that in high school. Like, just maybe I didn't believe it, but like,
I'm a little superstition. Why not? Why would you stop?
Yeah.
So I like that one.
Spoon under the pillow for a snow day.
I like that one a lot. That'd be a really good one. I wish it really worked because we could still do that to the day. Like, you know, it's going to snow. I'll just bring my computer home.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just work from home. I'll just watch Netflix all day and, like, wiggle my mouse.
No, I'm working.
Yeah, wiggle my mouse every 10 minutes.
Active.
Yeah, pretty much. I like that one. I also had a belief. This is from my dad now. My dad told me that when I ate the crusts, and it was just to encourage me to eat crusts, if I ate the crusts of my sandwich, I'd get hair on my chest. So I never ate the crust on my sandwich.
You didn't want to be hairy?
I didn't have hair, and now I have more hair on my chest than I'd like to admit.
Ew.
I never ate them. What the? I mean, I ate it now, because it's, I mean, it's a good That's part.
Case in point.
So maybe it wasn't until I started eating crust that I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's probably it.
Oh, I'd go back.
If I could go back and not eat all those crusts.
Yeah. Okay, my last one is kind of just a broad spectrum of all the, like, Santa Claus, leprechauns, kind of Easter Bunny. So, just all those generic ones. It's a great, like,
it's a great little... They schemed it up.
And the way that you can use it, like, the elf on the shelf...
Oh.
And Christmas, like, it's spying on you. You gotta be good. So you have a whole month of, like, forcing a kid to be good.
You know how often I avoided the room that elf was in? Christopher Robin was his name. He was basically the elf on the shelf. But I literally always avoided that room because I was like, maybe he's watching me. Maybe he's just gonna know I did something bad, even if I'm not doing it in this room.
Even if I'm doing bad. And kind of like the same thing as, like, my uncle every year would be like, oh, I think you're getting cold this year. And I was terrified that I was gonna get cold.
You know, now cold would be kind of a cool gift.
No, it wouldn't, Grant.
I think I'd be cool with it.
No.
What? I don't know. You can sell it.
I'm getting you one piece of coal for Christmas.
Nice. We can burn it together. My last one is, I used to be very scared of thunderstorms until about 8th grade.
until 8th grade.
It took me a really long time to grow out of a lot of these. But I had a fear. One time when we were growing up, we had a lightning strike very close to our house, but it didn't strike our house. And so I had, like, a fear that, like, I thought that being struck by lightning was a common thing. Like, people got struck by lightning all the time. Because if you just, like, bring it up, then people are like, oh, yeah, like, struck by lightning. There's this guy that got struck. And they start telling you stories. So you just figured that everyone knew someone that got struck by lightning. So I figured it was. So I got really scared of storms. And, like, if it just rained, I just always wished for it just to rain and never to storm. I liked rain. I didn't like storms.
Fair enough.
So.
It kind of goes along with, like, the classic, you know, thunder is just, like, God clapping his hands or something. Or God being angry.
And, yeah, and like, if he was angry, he had a right to be for me.
And stomping his feet. Like, that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah. It was an ordeal. I had a big time with storms, man. They were my bane.
Your bane.
But we did it. We're alive. We lived through
somehow
it.
Somehow we made it, and somehow we're a little less global.
A little less. All right, let's bump in this interview here.
And now we have a special guest, OG friend from high school, Jeff DeRocher. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Hey, we're happy to have you. So I know you've listened to a couple in the past. We ask the same question to every time, to every person that comes on the show. What is your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And it has nothing to do with the show if you don't want it to, but give it to us.
Those were fun times. Were you there for when we went to the diner afterwards?
Was it Mother's Day? And kept calling the waitress mom.
That is correct. Yes.
I was there that day.
It was it was like Mother's Day. Everyone else was like looking, you know, semi decent, and then this group of what, six look like death, you know, college boys walk into this diner. Get a nice brunch.
I was on a nice hour of sleep.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, Grant. Every time the waitress.
Nice Mother's Day for sure.
And remember, we were leaving. The ladies behind us, or the family behind us, she leaned back and said, "Remember to call your moms today." Yeah. She was so concerned.
I'd already called somebody, Mom.
Breakfast. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time. It was always fun when you were able to come up and see my stomping grounds.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're always happy to have you. But even better, I lived with Charlie for 4 years. You knew that, obviously. Everyone knew that. But what a lot of people don't know is that you and Charlie were locker partners. And I'm sure that, I mean, I was probably naked around Charlie as much as you were. So what was your biggest pet peeve of being naked around Charlie? I know. He was always looking down. Yeah, he was sizing you up.
I don't know. It didn't really bother me all that much, though. I'm pretty comfortable with that.
No,
back to the locker partner thing. Our locker partners, Grant, just, I don't know if you know this, they weren't, like, gym lockers. They were, like, our hallway, like, our classroom lockers.
I guess I misunderstood.
I was so confused. I was like, we didn't have locker. I didn't understand the time either. We changed in a bathroom, Grant. Like,
misunderstood that one.
It was like the locker where we put our books in things.
Yeah. Hey, well, you never know. Charlie likes to get naked just about anywhere, so.
So, okay, Jeff, same question. What was the worst part about being my locker partner in this new context?
I don't know, it was alright. You were fairly clean. I would say I was probably the messier one.
You don't say.
It system worked out well, too, because I was pretty short, and so I just gave Jeff the top shelf.
I got the top shelf, so that worked out fine.
Ooh, yeah. That's good. That's really good. That top shelf was my place. Like, anytime I had a locker, it was always the top shelf was the place to go.
I can never reach it, so.
You always have a smelly running shoes in a locker.
Ooh. Guess,
like, yeah, those goddamn runners always creating problems.
Gross.
Little no, Jeff, you're the more important runner, so it's actually his stuff. Alright, but next question, Jeff. I know you're starting your rec basketball league, and I wanted to give this time to offer my advice. I'm a 1 year vet of work basketball league, and we totaled one win, so we're pretty legit. My team was pretty legit, so do you thanks. Do you need any advice for your rec league?
You know, honestly, I could use some advice because your one win is one more than we have so far this season.
Ooh.
We had our first game on Sunday, and we lost by a heartbreaking 4 points.
Oh, that's tough.
Play with heart and good energy. We got 9 games left in the season, so.
Plenty of time.
You got any good advice for us, I guess, Charlie? How'd you get that one, though?
You target the weak guy. Only, and then you just constantly just shove it down the weak guy's face. You just attack, 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 attack. And you never pass it to your weak player, pretty much. Team of ball hogs.
So you don't get the ball?
That's sound advice.
Yeah, I never got the ball.
Every person on your team is your weak player.
I don't coach bad players, I guess, so.
Okay.
I'm the wrong person to ask. It's more of like a Phil Jackson, only teach, you know, coach the All-Stars. It's MJ, Pippen. But, yeah. I wish you all the best. Hopefully you can top one win at least.
Yeah, we're hoping to straighten out the season this Sunday, so.
How competitive is the league overall? I know we were kind of talking about it earlier.
I don't know. So far, it's been fairly competitive. We're in the B League. There's A, B, C, and D.
Okay. So the young college, you know, recent college grads are trying to mix it up.
Yeah. I'm hoping we're going to play some old men.
Yeah.
They don't get up and down the court as easily. So,
just some
more competitive game now.
Just some fellas in like knee braces. That's what you're looking for. I understand.
Oh.
Exactly.
I got some other advice that we practice. The guy who wears long sleeves, he's the shooter. So you gotta stay out on top of him.
He's keeping his arms warm.
True.
Yeah. He's the shooter.
True.
Jeff, I heard some devastating news. I heard some devastating news, Jeff. I heard you're allergic to dogs.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Grant.
Yeah, I know. I heard you're allergic to dogs.
To dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. And cats.
Ooh. And cats? All right. So no old cat ladies, but that's got to really hurt like your online Bumble game.
Yeah, no. Everybody's always like, oh yeah, dogs. I'm like, dogs are okay. But not a fun situation. The eyes get watery, the nose runs, the throat gets scratchy. I mean,
we would
it doesn't get much worse than that, right?
Yeah, in high school we'd always have to protect you against, you know, Lucy, because, you know, the old joke was if she touched you, you'd die. You'd die, so.
So what's your play then? You know, you don't have the dogs to play off of. You don't have, like, a picture of a puppy in your arms that you can take. How do you pick up the chicks?
What's your one-liner?
Well, you can Photoshop those pictures of the dog.
Brilliant.
Just fake it long enough until they decide that that's fine. But, yeah, you got to act like you at least like dogs right away. Otherwise, nobody's going to like you.
That's true. I mean, not even guys will like you at that point.
That's a fact, yeah.
And I guess in high school, Jeff was known as the Photoshop slash paint wizard. So
that could come into good play. You want to make us make us a picture for Charlie and me? Some art?
A logo?
You know, I definitely could.
Do it.
We've only had like 3 offers and no one's actually done it. So
I haven't worked my paint magic in a while, but I can always do that.
Awesome. I look forward to seeing it.
Hey, well, we'll pay you for the podcast once you do that.
Yeah.
Because we pay our guests, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Another question for you. What's your biggest fear? You know, it could be something serious, something, you know, interesting. You know, it could be like mine, you know, being a runner, having to walk in a weight room. You know, what do you got?
You know, recently my biggest fear, I don't know, I guess it's... This past week, my biggest fear has been not getting hurt playing basketball. You know, we say that our season that we successful is only going to get hurt, like seriously hurt. But no, actually, probably my biggest fear right now is my car won't start because it's about to die.
So every day you're just like, come on. That's good stuff.
That's actually pretty important. I've worried about that myself, like just getting a flat tire in a random spot. And not that I can't change a tire, but you just don't want to have one. And so you like freak out for like 5 seconds and then you're like, oh, I don't have a flat tire. Never mind.
Yeah. On long car trips, I hit a pothole. Is it flat? No, we're good. Okay.
It's over.
All right, Jeff. Grant's got another question for you.
So you're sitting for a bunch of the CPA exams right now, correct?
No, that's correct.
So... what's been the hardest part of studying post-grad? Because I sat for my CFA level 1 this last Saturday, and it was just terrible to study for. But what's the hardest part studying after graduation?
I agree. I just took my first one on Friday. I don't know. The hardest thing is working, and then after study after work, it kind of sucks.
Your like eyes are closing and you think you have to reread every section like 4 or 5 times before you actually understand what you looked at?
I don't know. Most of it's like review stuff, which is good, but it's just you're not used to studying anymore. I'm kind of done with school. I'm out of that mindset.
Yeah, I mean, you're a basketball player now. I understand.
Outside of classes, I didn't do a whole lot of studying in school either, so like studying is difficult.
Just a big nerd right there.
We'll be sure to add this one to your resume. It'll be a good one.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, last question, part of the interview. It's the tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? Yeah.
Charlie's face is an option.
Are you gonna get last?
I'm playing for. I'm in the loser's bracket right now.
Okay.
I've got like 3 weeks left. But
pressure's
fine.
Pressure's on.
Yeah. But yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think we decided on the Roman numeral. of the year that we lost.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's realistically my best chance of getting a tattoo right there.
It'll stick with you, that's for sure.
All right, let's get on to the spelling bee portion of this one.
All right, Jeff, we got the spelling bee for you. I know you've heard the spelling bee before, but I will give Charlie a question. I'll give you a question. The first round, you each get to steal for your own point. Otherwise, it's a word.
Oh, zing.
It's a word, but the word is phrased as a question, asshole.
A-S-S.
All right, so I'll give Charlie one. I'll give you one. You guys can steal in the first round. Second round's just yours. Third round is
over. Tiebreaker.
You ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right, Charlie. Your word is identification.
ID. I'm just kidding. You see what I did there?
Yeah, it's a good start.
Yeah. All right. Identification. I-D-E-N-T-I. F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, that's right.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Jeff, I got a good accounting word for you. Accrue.
Accrue. A-C-C-R-U-E.
That's it. Wait.
No.
That's not right.
No.
No, it's not right. Sorry. Charlie?
Dang, I'm losing.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't finish it. I forget how Jeff did. A-C-R-U-E?
No.
Oh, flip.
Jeff was close. He just mixed two letters around.
It's the A-C-C-U-R-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had that written down. Damn it. I didn't trust myself.
Dang. All right. 1-0 Charlie going in the second round. All right, Jeff. First words to you this time. Contingent. Contingent, like this sale is contingent
upon you having the right amount of money.
Oh, contingent.
Yes.
Yeah.
C-O-N-T-I-G-E-N-T.
That's wrong too.
Oh, loser! I win.
Now you gotta get this right.
No, I don't. I have 1 point.
You have 1 point.
Jeff has none.
We'll get it right.
I win.
Not yet. You gotta get this one right. Because it's still in overtime.
I have more points than Jeff, and this is the last question.
Yeah, this is socialist overtime.
Right.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
What do you got, Charlie?
You gotta tell me the word.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Obligation. Obligation.
O-B-L-I-G-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, that's right. Damn it.
Yep.
Jeff, you kind of let me down here.
For all the crap you've talked...
embarrassing moments in life.
For all the crap you talked to me about how bad my spelling bee was...
I've heard Charlie misspell so many words on this show. And then the show comes under pressure when I finally get my shot.
The worst is when you text Charlie and, like, say we're going to play golf. And you're going to be at a golf course. He texts you about how coarse your hair is.
Yep, all the time. I misuse the word course a lot.
Very much.
But yeah, you know, maybe you can come on again and try again, but we'll see, you know. But all I know is I'm a winner, you're a loser.
That's true.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys.
Bye. All right, that was Jeff. I think we didn't mention the fact that we both worked with Jeff for a little bit. I mean,
yeah, we had that 1 year at Des Moines Golf.
Yeah, and so we had a. I'm surprised he didn't bring that up, but you know, whatever. Next time.
Yeah, do you feel kind of slighted? He didn't have any like real thing, anything like.
I mean, just a little bit, but you know, it happens. I'm pretty unmemorable.
You can tell he was pretty nervous whole time. Yeah. By the way, he performed that spelling bee.
He was very nervous, and I can't blame him. I mean, you came out strong on that, so good for you.
Thank you.
Are you getting a Christmas tree this year?
Funny you ask. I I went shopping for one on Sunday. A fake one. I'm not allowed to have a real one. But
yeah, it's a fire hazard.
Just a little. Yeah, but I got intimidated because there's so many people around the Christmas tree section at Target, so I bolted.
Was it like a lot of couples?
Yeah, and like families and kids.
Yeah, and then you're sitting there like, well, I don't have any of this, but you know, I just kind of want a tree to look at.
I had toothbrush and toothpaste in this basket, and I just wanted to go. All else I wanted was a Christmas tree. I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna be gone. I'll try again later.
No.
I have like a small metal tree. But I kind of want a green one. So
why don't you spray paint it or something?
It's like rebar.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Wouldn't turn out well.
No.
I probably won't have a Christmas tree. I kind of don't believe in decorating for Christmas, but that's a different topic.
Yeah, that's going to come up next week.
All right. As we get closer to the holidays, let's talk about the Grinch. What's your quote to end us off here?
You know, Grant, sometimes life is like a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump.
You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. Good old Forrest. All right, mine is, you're never wrong to do the right thing. Mark Twain.
You're never wrong to do the right thing. That's beautiful.
I know,
that's
isn't it?
Beautiful. Great isn't way it? To start us off.
All right. Everybody, have a great week.
I don't like that part. 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 I don't like that part.